Welcome back.
Right.
All right, man. What a jamski. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Danielle were drinking the other night, and she introduced me to College Dropout by Kanye. Great album. Great album.
Introduced 30 years later? Welcome. Yeah, all right, man.
We were laughing about it because I realized, dude, I never even gave Kanye a chance. I always just took him as a joke. Like when people called him a genius and everything, I just always thought he was a joke because of the whole Kardashian thing.
He's a wordsmith genius.
Kind of is, man. That was a great song. I mean, I've heard Through the Wire, but that was like the only one I ever heard.
Okay, so I'm glad you finally heard a little Kanye. Yeah, I was a little hesitant for a while to get down with the Ye back in the day. But now I'm kind of more into him. The more controversial he is, actually, the more fun he is to support. I find it more enjoyable to support people who are hated, right? Anyone cast away to the cornfield, I feel like I should get down with whatever their cause is.
The minute they throw you away, it makes me, like, wonder.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, say what you want about this guy. He wasn't Diddy, and I heard Jay-Z's about to go down, too, for the same shit. So.
It's funny you say that. I mean, Kanye comes out there and says, like, I need to protect my kids from these, you know, satanic devil worshippers in this industry, and all of a sudden, they destroy Kanye's career, and look what's going on with P. Diddler. So maybe he wasn't...
he wasn't too far from the truth, you know?
Have you seen some of the newest imagery coming out with the P. Diddler? It's him and Aaron Carter. And Aaron Carter, I believe, is the fella from the Backstreet Boy. He's the brother of the Backstreet Boy, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I didn't see any of that. I just saw him with Bieber, which was weird. That's a weird clip.
There's some weird ones out there, yeah. I mean, whatever it takes to get famous, right? I don't know, man.
Yeah, just work hard to save my money.
Well, you know what? We could all argue potentially that these are a bunch of clones that we're dealing with, Mike. And I sent you this before the show. I wasn't sure if you saw it, but I freaking loved this. I kind of caught on to a few chats out there in the conspiratorial tinfoil hat nutjob world about cloning, and I caught on to this little ditty here, Clonade, which is a human cloning organization. You heard that correct. A legit place where they got the cloning going on, allegedly. Now, I think it's a little off beat here. They're into the UFO worship. I don't know if you read into it. Did you do any reading on this?
Not really.
Okay, so Clonade, based out of the Bahamas since 97, they claim that they've been responsible for cloning humans and that they cloned the first human, Eve. And this was back like, 30, 20 years ago or so. 2002, they made the claim. I thought this was pretty interesting, only because when it comes to the celebrities, you and I have been on board with the idea that there could be some cloning going on with some of these weirdos, man, if not all of them, right? Some of them don't look right. Like, look at Jamie Foxx. He had that stroke, allegedly, or whatever happened, and then all of a sudden, he's gone, disappears for a long time, and now he's back, but not quite the same Jamie Foxx. A little bit different, right?
Yeah, they still haven't explained what happened to him, huh?
No. And have you looked up the Clonade at all?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It looks like... I don't know.
All right, that's the best I'm going to get out of you.
It looks like mostly what they're doing is just creating embryonic stem cells to help in recovery.
It's in the Bahamas, which means it's on an island, and they love to tell us what they're doing in the real world through their entertainment mediums. And we all remember The Island, the movie with Scarlett Johansson and Ewan McGregor. right? Ooh, I think maybe we could kind of be scratching the surface here of a little island situation, if you know what I'm saying.
Could be. See, I always think Sixth Day.
Sixth Day was the Arnold Schwarzenegger flick, if I'm not mistaken, right? And that's the one, I like that one, where you have the dots under your eyelid, isn't that right? Indicating how many times you've been cloned?
Oh, that's a great one, where they can download your brain and then put it into the clone.
And isn't that basically what Elon wants to do with his Neuralink situation?
I think that Neuralink would just make it easier for them.
Yes, right. Yeah, gives absolutely.
Them something to plug into, you know.
We got to be close to people linking into the Neuralink. 10 years, 5 years, come on.
Somebody already has it.
No, but
you mean like regular people?
Yeah, like for, you know, to enhance. There's this one Philip K. Dick book, not Ubik, but it takes place in a future where people are getting all these kind of advancements, and one of them, it's really creepy, and I remember reading it and thinking, like, why would people do that? But we now live in an age where people are doing the craziest shit to their bodies, man. But in the future there, because of the radiation from the sun and the messed up stuff with the ozone, people get, like, these basically, like, scale implants or whatever, where they can, like, you know, almost like in a reptilian nature, kind of deflect and defend against the sun. All these people kind of are enhancing themselves and enhancing their mental capacities and capabilities to do things like, you know, temporally, displace themselves and astral project and, you know, all this, you know, maybe even read minds, right?
Isn't that the goal?
Yeah.
Minds.
And this dude was writing this stuff back in like the 40s and 30s. So, you know, it's creative for that time, but now we're kind of living in an era where like, that's where Elon wants to go, right? These people, these tech freaks, man, they want to live forever. That's number one. And number two, as they define the aging process, they want to boost and enhance their brain capacity so they could start, like, manipulating us with their mind.
Yeah, think about the compliance when you control their mind.
They already do, right? I think they already, the CIA knows how to keep us controlled. I was reading the patent. I think I brought this up on the show not too long ago, but there was a patent that was declassified, or it's out there. You can find it. I think you can find all the patents. But they have the ability to pulsate information and kind of manipulate your mind through your screen. So, like, right now, I am manipulating you. Right?
They have a patent. Doesn't mean it works.
Did you see the one for the earbuds? Where they could send neurological impulses into your brain through the earbuds?
No. But just because it's a patent doesn't mean it works. You don't have to prove something works for the patent.
So say all the naysayers who want to discredit the existence of the chemtrails, right? Just because they have the patent to do the chemtrailing doesn't mean they're actually going to do it, right? Isn't that how it goes?
Go ahead, play the clip. I know it's top of the list. I know you're dying to talk about the chemtrails.
Tennessee, as reported by the BBC, passing a bill to ban the chemtrails. Yes, Mike is correct. I do want to chat about it. It'll be a quickie, but a goodie, I can assure you. There's no doubt about it. We're doing the chemtrails, man. We're out there. We're spraying. It's happening. And you just need to look up above here in Colorado. It's on a nice little schedule. Not as bad this year as it was last year. We can thank Bidenomics for that, I guarantee.
The immigrants. They had to cut the funding.
That's right. They're paying for the migrant situation. It's Bidenomics, though. That's Bidenomics in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So we got the newest update on Tennessee banning the chemtrails, and I love how the news here, the local news, I'm assuming, or wherever this is from, they are playing this off as nut job, tinfoil hat, conspiracy theorist nonsense coming out of the Congress. So this is a good one. This is all for my nut jobs.
New at 5, Tennessee lawmakers are trying to ban the intentional release of chemicals into the air based on a conspiracy theory. Chief Transportation Correspondent and pilot Make A. Beeler explains what's in the anti-chemtrails bill and what this could mean.
Tennessee lawmakers passed SB 2691 earlier this week. If passed, the legislation would ban chemtrails in a bill based on a conspiracy theory.
It's not a conspiracy theory. Come on, man. It's really happening. Look, you're even showing a picture of it. Are you kidding me?
The chemtrail conspiracy.
Oh, what was that, Mike? I cut you off at the clip.
That's all right. You can play it out.
Conspiracy theory claims commercial aircraft release poison into the atmosphere intentionally. Believers say the white lines you may see coming from planes in the sky are not vapor clouds known as condensation or contrails, but instead chemicals being sprayed from jets for a variety of reasons. A 2018 study suggests contrails play a big role in global warming that has been underestimated. The Tennessee bill claims the government may conduct geoengineering experiments by intentionally releasing chemicals in the atmosphere. If the legislation ends up becoming law, it would prohibit the release of the chemicals, which lawmakers claim affect the temperature, weather, and the intensity of the sunlight. If Tennessee's governor signs the bill, it would go into effect July 1st. Back to you.
All right. Yeah. Come on, man. Hey, now. All right. Well, I'm happy about it. Look at this lady.
Okay.
She's not too thrilled.
Tennessee, good job.
Paving the way. All right. Let's get an end to these chemtrails, man. And as we know, and it's very easily Googleable because it's Google itself that's behind it. Google AI is working with the world governments to implement their supercomputer-based and planned and logistically designed program to cool the Earth, unbeknownst to us, because why would we care, right? We're staring at our phones. March Madness is going on. Did you see Alabama? They lost, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, nobody cares, and that's fine. I care, and this one was for all you tinfoil hatters out there. Progress.
You think that we have better things to worry about.
Well, I don't think we should be poisoning the sky, and I think we need to put an end to many, if not all, of the Obama-era policies that he enacted, especially towards the end when he realized that Trump was going to win the election. It seems like they were in a kind of a moment or an act of desperation to implement all their radical leftist policies right before Trump came into office. So this was one of them, right? Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're experimenting, but I don't know. I just think we have bigger fish to fry right now than chemtrails in Tennessee.
Dude, I totally agree. There's way more pressing, very important issues at foot, and that's all I can think about. I know it's all you can think about. It's all we've been talking about, the kitchen table. Lauren Boebert, man. Boozed up. Cut off by the bartender. Begging Trump for selfies. What a lush. Oh, look at her go.
Way to go, New York Post. Really giving you that news that matters, you know?
Earthquake, what in New York? What are you talking about, man? Oh,
the unbelievable thing is, look at next to it, the Powerball's $1.3 billion. That's how much money doesn't matter. We're giving away $1.5 billion. Come on, people.
Oh, man. Invest in the gold and silver. I gotta say, it's starting to look good right now for those elementals. Yeah, Lauren Boebert, that's all we really care about, right? She's the firebrand GOP. Wasted, man. Begging Trump for the selfies, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's no. I mean, we know who she is. You know what I mean?
This is Boebert. Don't you remember?
You tell me the lady that was jerking off a dude at Little Shop of Horrors or whatever it was. Was it or Beetlejuice?
She was at Beetlejuice, man. She gave the guy a hand job. Come on.
You're telling me that lady likes to drink?
Yeah, man. She likes to take a few back there. All right. Well, I thought that was good times had by y'all. Here in Colorado, we love Boebert, man. We don't want to talk about how shitty the infrastructure is, how nothing's improving, how we have a migrant crisis unfolding, throughout the streets, and nothing is clean. We can't even grow flowers anymore, apparently. That's how little money we have. No. That's not our biggest problem. Our biggest issue is Lauren Boebert, right? She's out there getting drunk and all that jazz. No. Our politicians have more important things going on, Mike. They were at the Rockies home opener, which was on Friday. Rockies currently one of the worst teams in the league. I project, and we're only a week and a half into the season, but I have said this before, and I will reiterate, I truly believe the Rockies will end this season as the worst team in baseball.
I believe.
And that's horrible considering the A's, the Oakland A's, have been sold to Las Vegas, but can't move there for 4 years and are getting kicked out of Oakland. So they literally have no stadium and are going to play the next 3 seasons in a AAA ballpark in Sacramento.
No way. Are you serious?
And they are going to have a better record than the Rockies this year. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. That's how bad the Rockies are.
I didn't know the A's were moving to Vegas.
Oh, everyone's moving to Vegas, man. Mark Wahlberg moved to Vegas and is starting the new Hollywood there.
No, did he really?
Yes, he's been announcing it constantly. He's all about it. He's already created it. He's doing it with Mel Gibson, actually, and a few other Republican-leaning artists who are no longer welcomed in Hollywood. I can only assume one of the main leads in their first movie will be James Woods. And yeah, probably, I can imagine their first action flick will star Chris Pratt, right?
They should just call it Hollywood Unvaxxed. That's everybody who didn't take the vaccine.
That and the non-pedophiles, man.
Oh, good call. Good call.
It's the ones who don't diddle with the kids, right? So
I'm not saying everybody who is vaxxed is a pedophile, but every pedophile is vaccinated.
That's possible,
dude,
man.
Speaking of Mel Gibson, I watched Payback last night.
All right.
On the record list. Woo! Man, that is like the original John Wick.
Yes, absolutely.
They literally just copied that movie for John Wick.
Well, they need to erase everything about Mel Gibson from the history of Hollywood. Right?
<I don't. laughs> The whole time I was just like, the whole thing was John Wick. Even like the bulldog, you know?
Name me one original idea that has come out of Hollywood in 20 years.
Avatar, and it was terrible. It was terrible.
No, and that's not even... That's literally Pocahontas with some, like, fancy new graphics.
Yeah, but they had the metal on Obtainium. Come on, it was totally different.
Yeah. I mean...
They weren't going to kill these people for gold. It was for Unobtainium. Stupid name.
I know. Like, we should have been aware of how bad Hollywood was getting when the first Avatar came around. That should have been the clear signal. Like, they think we're stupid. All right. Yeah. They think we're really stupid. And when we bought it and spent billions of dollars to go see Avatar and their Unobtainium, they're like, let's see how far we can make this go. All right, let's see how dumb we can take this. And dude, this is why I think that they've been using AI to write the scripts for the last 10 years.
Oh, probably. Yeah, probably. No, I think you're right. They just think we're stupid, and they know we're stupid as a mass, and that we will just buy whatever they give us. That's why you end up with reboots of Dude, they're rebooting. For the fourth time in my lifetime, the Fantastic Four.
Yes, yeah. Well, they got they have a Latino guy to play Mr. Reed now.
Dude, and the chick is going to be the Silver Surfer.
Who?
Not even joking. They have this girl that's going to play the Silver Surfer.
Are you sure? I thought they announced it, and I was... Oh, the Silver Surfer? Okay. Yeah, I didn't see that one. Of course, yeah. Lesbian, I bet you she's a lesbian.
Which is insane. Well, he's got to be, because the whole story behind the Silver Surfer was he was avenging his woman. Isn't that what it's about?
Oh, is it a black lesbian? Come on, that would be...
I don't know.
That's so Disney, man. That would, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got a black lesbian Silver Surfer. Of course, dude. Of course.
Leslie Jones.
Yeah, that's right, dude. We got Leslie Jones in as the Silver Surfer. You know it's going to be a black lesbian. Or maybe they're really into the ultra inclusivity now, so we'll probably get like a Native American lesbian. Yeah. And not even lesbian.
Julia Garner.
Oh, it's a... Who?
Julia Garner.
All right.
You ever see what's that show? Ozarks.
Yes, I have seen that. Emma was a huge fan, and I'm gonna say I enjoyed it. I thought Ozarks was a fun show. Yeah.
Entertaining. Watchable.
And it's done, I assume, right? Like, I like that. 3-4 seasons, whatever you gave it, cut it off. That's good. That's all. We don't need to drag this on for another 4 years and you bring in the other new characters and one guy leaves.
How many fights can you survive? You know what I mean? Like Breaking Bad, this guy was supposed to be some chemistry high school teacher and now he took on the Mexican cartel, the Italian mafia. You know what I mean? How many gangs are in goddamn Phoenix, Arizona, or Albuquerque, Arizona?
Right.
Wherever you were. You know?
What's funny about these older shows, Emma's watching One Tree Hill, which is an old show from like early 2000s. It's based on high school kids, right? And this is back 2002, right-ish around then, where a show was a big hit, so they kept it going for way too long. Like, it's like season 6, and these are supposed to be high school kids. Like, what are we doing here? These guys are almost 30 at this point. And what I love is, because this is like 20 years ago now, looking up what happened to these actors, you know, because you're watching this show, and you're like, you know, this was a huge hit. These were famous people. And what happened to them? Like, how come they're not in Marvel movies now, right? They're not in the Fantastic Four. What's going on? What happened to these guys? And there's like this one lead. His name, it's like Chad Michael or something like that. It's something ridiculous. And he's like the star, blonde-haired, handsome guy, you know, the lead character. And if you look on the show, he leaves the show after like season 3 or 4, but then comes back like season 7 or 8. And so you can kind of see, like, well, he's not famous now. I've never heard of him, really. Neither of you, clearly. So he probably left season 4 because he thought he was going to get a huge Hollywood career and be famous. It totally went nowhere, and he was a total loser. Probably did not agree to diddle the kids or diddle the diddly, the P. Diddly, right? He said no thanks to P. Diddy, and there goes his movie career. And so... And then he comes back to the show, right? And you're like, it's season 8 when you're a show about high school kids and you come back, like, that's lame, dude. You know, you should have just stayed away.
They were, like, fooled back then by those numbers. Because it was like, you could get 20 million a show. 20 million people right. watched your show. There was nothing else to watch.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? 200-something million people had 9 channels to choose from. So.
Yes. So it was either your show or Lost. And by that point, everyone was pissed off at Lost. So we were probably watching your show. Yeah. I'll never forget Lost, man.
But no, Julia Garner's the hillbilly, skinny hillbilly chick from Ozark.
All right.
That blonde chick.
I know exactly who that is. Yeah.
Apparently she's going to be Silver Surfer.
I'm okay with chick Silver Surfer. I'm going to throw it out there. I'm all right with it.
What?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
It doesn't even make sense.
I don't know. It's probably going to be ambiguous anyways, right? It's not like if they had like Sydney Sweeney play it, like you can't hide those those village feeders she's got going on there, right? So, like, then you clearly got this woman, like, Silver Surfer. But with this chick, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, maybe they'll make it kind of, you know, sexually ambiguous, right?
I don't know.
Possibly. All right. I don't know. I don't care. Honestly, I've completely checked out of all the Marvel stuff. The other day, I was flipping through the channels, and I saw Iron Man. It was like 2008 that came out. In my head, I was like,
dude, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, 2008? Whole nother universe of society was existing on this planet in 2008 versus 2024. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, yeah. Marvel then was an actual, like, kind of place that wanted to put out some product with quality and make it entertaining, and they didn't care about what boxes they were checking. So, like, here we are now. We got Mexican Reed Richards. We got the chick Silver Surfer. I'm sure someone's gay somewhere there and banging a dude, and then there's a black lesbian in there. Like, I guarantee it, right? You have to have it.
Yeah, that first, I watched it too the other, like, not too long ago, and it was so good. I was, like, blown away by how good the original Iron Man was.
Yes,
the very first one was so good.
Yes, it stands alone, man. You're like, who made this? Where did this come from? How did they end up making all that crap afterwards, man? It doesn't make any sense.
You can literally pinpoint when Hollywood went downhill, because I think it was Iron Man 2. Don Cheadle has, like, three lines. He was in the movie for, like, 45 seconds and won an Oscar.
No, the best part about Don Cheadle is they replaced the other black guy who refused the lower contract. And they just, they replaced the actor. They did what I love. I love when you just replace the actor and just pretend like he was always the character. They did it up until Iron Man 2. That was the last time I think they just replaced a guy.
You're right. Terrence Howard. They replaced him, right, with Don Cheadle.
So Terrence Howard believed he was what carried the original Iron Man and that he deserved the same pay as Robert Downey Jr., and they said, okay, well, we'll replace you with Don Cheadle. Thanks.
Just go home and wait for the phone call. Your new contract is ready.
Hello, Don? You want to make half of what Robert's making? Okay, you're in.
Is this the guy from Blazing Saddles? Yeah, we love you.
Oh, you're hilarious, right? All right. You're Mel Brooks' guy, see? All right. Bring him in.
That's a callback.
Oh, yeah. Hey, now.
No, but isn't it Iron Man 2? He only made an appearance for, like, 5 minutes or something?
I think it was
like 5 minutes.
It's in the actual beginning of the movie to establish he's now replaced Terrence Howard for the rest of the movies. That's what it was. So from here on forward, you shall see Don Cheadle. No more Terrence Howard. Same guy.
And then he won, like, an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor.
Are you sure about this? You keep stressing. I don't know if he won it for the... Maybe.
Because I watched his interview where even he was, like, disgusted by it. He's like, I don't know. He was in the movie for, like, I forgot what movie it was. But even he was like, it was clearly just because he was, like, the only black guy nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
I have no idea, but this is reminding me on how I was flipping around on the other day, and I had this on the docket a while ago, and I wanted to show you this. Let's see here. Where is it? I believe, no, I might not have it anymore, but I have, I had taken a picture of Rambo, it's the description of Rambo 3 on cable. And it's how it's, do you know, have you seen Rambo 3?
No.
Rambo 3, no. If you're on Comcast and you have the, you press the info button, the description's incredible. It's brief and it's perfect. And it's how Rambo leaves a Buddhist monastery to save his friend who's trapped by Soviets in Afghanistan. Yeah. Yeah, man. Dude, Hollywood, give me some creativity. That's Rambo 3. Come on.
But back then, everybody was doing it. You know? Okay. Dude, just so I don't seem racist, it wasn't Iron Man. It was, I guess they had a show, Secret Invasion.
All right. Yeah, I feel like that was more recent where...
Yeah, he did, he like appeared in one episode for less than 3 minutes, and he won Best Supporting Actor in a Limited Series.
Wow! Yeah! Ah!
So, I wasn't far off.
That's good stuff, man. I mean, that's what you... We've talked about this, though. When you win because you check boxes, did you win? Do you feel like a winner? Like, inside you, do you feel like you bested everyone because you... gave the best, you know, or did you win because you checked off those boxes?
Like, he has a lot of Oscars and other awards. Do you think this one is at the front of the show? Or maybe kind of tuck that one in the back so not too many people read what it says. You know,
ridiculous. All right, here I got Rambo 3. If anyone's never seen Rambo 3, it's Rambo, so it's fictional events, so everyone knows. We don't want to upset anyone. But, you know, he goes into Soviet-Afghan war territory. And at the time, as you can see, Green Beret John Rambo, he has settled in a Thai Buddhist monastery. This is fantastic.
Unwillingly called back into action. Is that what happened?
Yeah, his old friend and ally, Colonel Sam Troutman, visits and explains that he's putting together a mercenary team for a CIA-sponsored mission to supply the Mujahideen and other tribes as they fight the Soviet army in Afghanistan. Oh, baby.
Oh.
What's the time on that one? Here we go. 101 minutes. Man, they just don't make them like they used to. I'm telling you right now.
They were able to explain 2,000 years of Afghan history, invasion of Russia, and how we were going to defeat them. All in an hour and 41 minutes.
You know, people were smarter back then, though. Like, in the 80s, they understood kind of, you know, the history behind what was going on in the conflicts in the Middle East. Now, people would accuse every element of that being racist on some level and unforgiving, and you'd have people protesting in the streets supporting the Afghan rebels and all this stuff. Like,
stopping traffic.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Wasn't the Mujahideen, whatever, they became the Al-Qaeda, right?
Well, we financed the Mujahideen. I believe that's where Bin Laden was hanging out in, and he was
that's how he got trained by the CIA.
Yeah, he was on our payroll through that group when that was our proxy war versus the Soviets, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, and then they ended up using those weapons against us when we invaded 20 years later.
It'll be the same exact scenario that plays out when we have to invade Ukraine in about 2 years.
Dude, I literally keep telling everybody, name one time in U.S. history we armed a group and then didn't have to fight them 20 years later with those arms.
But you know what's crazy is, and it may happen about 100 years on the spot, where I guarantee somebody knocks out Zelensky and a faction of a Nazi-esque or actual Nazi regime takes over and declares they are running Ukraine. And then you could eventually have a kind of situation where we need some Western alliances to take on a Nazi country.
Wouldn't that be funny?
I could see that happening. And by the way, they could be completely armed with our F-16s, right?
Oh, they'll have everything from us.
They have drones. They have, like, some of our best weaponry, man. So it's not out of the realm of possibilities. Look what happened in Afghanistan. Nobody wants to talk about it, but just a couple of weeks ago, Miley and some other generals went out there live and admitted, hey, you know, this was a major blunder by the Biden administration. This command came from the top, and they totally fucked up, and we were very much against it. To all of our best technical knowledge, we thought it was a bad call, and whatever unfolded in Afghanistan, that was all on the big guy, Joe Biden.
It was all, yeah. No, and they even admitted they knew from the beginning of the withdrawal. They even warned him. We do not have those, what do you call it, over-the-hill capabilities, or what did he say? I forgot what Joe Biden called it back then, but he was like, we'll be able to do what we're doing, but from afar. You know what I mean? These guys are like, no, we have no eyes in Afghanistan now. We have no idea. The Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS-K, whoever wants to start a group can do whatever they want in Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
We had no control. We had little control when our army was there. I mean...
And we don't even know what's going on, really. We have no idea what we're being shown on TV. I've been really kind of running through stuff in my head with AI, deepfake tech, and all that nonsense, wagging the dog, creating scenarios that maybe aren't even real. And what I've been finding interesting lately is the AI talk, right? When did we start hearing all this AI talk? Probably the last year or so, right? 2022, 2023, maybe that's around. Last year, definitely very heavy on the news, hammering home the AI. The chemtrail thing that I've been kind of obsessed with, with Obama signing that pact with the EU and China, using Google's AI supercomputer to run the show and all that stuff. What's really bizarre is that's 2016, man. 8 years ago, we're signing pacts with the EU and China talking about AI supercomputers. So my point being is I always talk about how we're seeing tech now that they've probably had for a while. What have they been utilizing AI for 10 years ago or so that we haven't been aware of?
AI is such a misused term, though. We don't really have AI. We have machine learning. But there's no, like, artificial intelligence yet. You know?
No, you don't think there's, like, a... what's the guy who's with Iron Man, Jeeves? Or Alfred? What's his name?
Right. like, the stuff we have now is just really... supercomputing, if you will, but it's not artificial intelligence where this computer's actually thinking on its own. If the computer was thinking on its own, it would have told the programmers at Google, "You're idiots. George Washington was white. You programmed me wrong."
I gotcha.
I can tell because I'm artificially intelligent.
See, you think the AI is kind of bull?
What's up?
You think it's kind of bullshit then? You think AI is basically... accelerated, you know, like they've accelerated the speed of all the data they've collected from us, the users, and they can just kind of run it through some algorithms quickly and, you know, give you Black George Washington.
That's really all it is. Yeah, but I think they're the reason you're just hearing about it so much is because they want us to get used to it. They're kind of, you know what I mean, working it into the culture. So that when we do have actual artificial intelligence, it's not that big of a deal, you know?
All right. I'm just wondering, maybe if they were talking, if we're signing contracts with the word AI or the letters AI in it almost 10 years ago, I wonder where the tech that they knew about was at. I wonder where it was 10 years ago, and then now where is it, right?
In that article, what they're describing is not artificial intelligence.
Right. I totally agree. Yeah,
just the computer finding patterns and picking the best pattern, running scenario, you know, simulations and picking the best patterns. It's not really AI. It's just really good programming.
It's just a handy robot.
Yeah, like when it starts when it starts reprogramming itself, that's when that's when you got an intelligent artificial intelligence, you know. I guess, but what is intelligence?
Well, I guess we should be concerned when it creates a fella that all of a sudden appears in 1984 and tries killing some kid somewhere. That's when we should pay attention to that computer there. Something might be going on. It might know something that we don't, right?
Don't hook up to Skynet.
Well, either way, I think we should be nervous about, you could call it AI, or maybe just the rapid advancement of our touchscreen technology and our robotic technology and the combination of the two. I think we're going to see a huge push on that going forward, considering California now has launched itself into the $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers, a completely ridiculous and absurd wage rate to pay fast food workers at. What are we going to see, dude? The kiosks, right? And the robots flipping the burgers.
Yeah, no, they're retarded. It's already backfiring. All these people are losing jobs.
I know, and I got a quick one. I thought you would enjoy to see this. This is a quick reaction to the raise from $16 to $20 here in California.
It's one of the highest minimum wages in the country and the first time state lawmakers have mandated a minimum wage for just one industry. Supporters say it's time for the billion-dollar corporations to pay a living wage.
How's it going?
But many franchise owners, like Jessica Diambra, who runs 11 McDonald's around L.A., say the law puts an unfair strain on their businesses already operating on slim margins.
Do you feel targeted that it's specifically for fast food?
Yes, and I think people just don't realize that. They see this big McDonald's brand and just think, oh, they've got all the money in the world, and it's just that's not at all how it is.
McDonald's, Chipotle, and Starbucks already saying they plan to raise prices to offset the rising labor costs. Pizza Hut preemptively laid off 1,200 delivery drivers like Michael Ojeda.
I was very frustrated. A lot of us got our jobs taken from us.
He was let go after 8 years.
What's the point of the raise if you don't have a job anymore?
It's one of the highest minimum wages in the country, and the first time state lawmakers have mandated...
Hold on, right, sorry, all right, continue, please. Yeah.
At minimum, you're 24, right? Because you couldn't be a driver until you were at least 16. So that you're 24. This is the best thing that ever happened to you, my friend. Move on. Move up. Do better in life. You could do better than... That's why it was such a low-paying job, because it's not supposed to be your fucking career, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not supposed to make a career out of being a delivery driver, absolutely, and...
A delivery driver for 2 years, from 16 to 18, and then you move on with your fucking life. Dude, come on. Maybe while you're in college, you deliver on the side. Like, dude, 8 years delivering pizzas? And the reason it's so terrible is because after 8 years delivering pizzas, you have acquired zero skills. You have acquired nothing that will help you move up and move on. You know what I mean?
Be different if on the side you were like, taking online coding courses and you became a programmer over the 8 years. All right, maybe I understand, but 8 years.
Eight? That's a long, that's a waste of 8 years, my friend. It's terrible.
And I was in the food industry for a long time. I bopped around from better opportunity to better opportunity. You know what I'm saying? There's higher levels of the food industry to get into.
This is the best thing that ever happened to that guy. I tell you, I guarantee.
Even being a delivery driver, you could get into catering.
Something. You could move up from Pizza Hut in 8 years.
I know.
It only takes 5 years of an apprenticeship to become a licensed plumber. you could be a plumber, dude.
These are people just who set the bar so low for themselves and have just such few expectations, I guess, in life, right? I don't know, man. Maybe that's the good. Worst part is,
oh, no. A lot of these people, they think they're going to have a career online. You know, like where they're going to be a TikToker or a streamer. What's that video game thing?
Like being a Rumble star. Yeah, man. All right.
Yeah, they can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're an influencer, right? You get into the TikTok and on the Instagram, and you're so popular. You have to be so popular. You have so many hundreds of thousands of downloads and viewers that you have advertisers wanting to put their advertisement on your show. That's the only possible way you're going to get there. And
easy.
I don't even know if people want to do that, man, because you have to actually do some work with being an influencer. You have to, you know, actually go into it every single day, spruce up your website, do the whole thing, your page, right? You got to be involved with all the social media places. I think people are just fucking lazy, man, and nobody wants to do anything. And, you know, why would you be, you know, wanting to move up in any way when you could just work at Pizza Hut for 8 years, your wages keep going up because the government mandates it, and every year you get a little bit of extra money, and you could hang out at home and put on your Google AI glasses and disappear into your video game for 8 hours.
Eat the leftover pizza,
Eat the leftovers. Ah, yeah, man.
California. You know, yeah, yeah. The Democrats just keep giving you everything. 8 years? That should be that should be the thing of the whole point of that story is this guy wasted 8 years in a fucking driver for Pizza Hut, dude. That's not like it's not something to be proud of, you know?
Not only that, I mean, he also took on the pandemic, which was kind of it was definitely a great reset in many ways for many different people. What an opportunity to change your life or get into other places. Like, he didn't take the opportunity to become an Uber driver or expand his his horizons a little bit.
Well, during COVID, he was a hero.
Oh, you're right. Yes. I forgot the hero. Yes.
That's why it was hard for him to leave the job. Hard to hang up that cape once you're a hero.
That's right. It's tough to walk away, right?
I did it more for the people. So sad. 8 years as a delivery driver for Pizza Hut.
I mean, maybe the money's good, though, and we have been kind of running over this quite a bit. Even without this increase to the $20, you're talking about a cat making $16 an hour plus tip to deliver pizzas. I mean, that's actually a pretty good deal.
Now, it just shows you, once again, our money is worthless. They're saying right now you have to have a household income of $175,000 to be in the middle of the middle class. Pretty good middle class.
I told you, I think we're at basically you got to be a millionaire to be middle class, actually.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that too. It's just it's impossible to afford home or do anything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we're just in that place where we need something to bottom out, right? The market needs to bottom out. You know, so we can buy in finally, right? That's
bubble to pop. We need this bubble to pop. Yeah.
Maybe it never will. We could be living, or maybe it already has too. I often kind of think in my head, do we even know what numbers they're telling us? Did you see on Friday they were all very excited that the jobs report indicated the 300,000 jobs have been created out of thin air for who knows, right? Like, who's being hired right now, dude? Every day I'm reading about 10,000 people at Microsoft, 10,000 people at Apple, 15 over at Amazon. Like they're firing everybody everywhere, but magically 300,000 people were employed last year. I assume only it's people who are already employed but need a second job to pay off their grocery bill.
Well, and the government's hiring. That's the worst part is we have such a large government sector now, which is really sad because we need smaller government. It's literally like the answer to all our problems is shrink the government. Shrink the federal government.
All right, man. Well, I'm all for more government now, right? Let's just go all in.
Communism. I listened to the interview with Bernie Sanders the other day. It's fucking terrible, man. I can't believe that guy even existed.
Give me the lowdown on the Bernie. Let me feel the burn. What did he say?
He's just the same old shit. He's insisting on, he's saying $20 an hour isn't enough.
He wants to be like that nut job in California who made the proclamation a month ago that we should raise the national minimum wage to $50 an hour. That should do it.
Yeah. Oh, he's saying 25 to 30 would be the real sweet spot.
God, of course. Of course.
Like, yeah, it's really insane. And he's talking about health care for all. It's the same old story. Free health care. I don't know. It's just really sad to listen to.
Oh, it's too bad. I think his message has run dry for a lot of people. He was really, you know, was it 2016?
Yeah.
Was that his big year? Everyone was feeling the burn. No,
that was when they proved that the DNC conspired against him with the Clintons to get him off the ballot.
No different than what they're doing right now to RFK.
Dude, it's disgusting what they're doing with RFK. They're going to take him off every ballot.
Did you see what happened in Florida? He was stripped off the ballot. And they were going to have a primary, which it was indicated that Biden was going to lose the primary in Florida, and they ended the primary. Yes, in Florida, there was no... They literally just... They ended it, man. It didn't happen. Because RFK was going to definitely win.
I know right now it's like 8 states that are working on getting him off the ballot. The Biden team is.
Yeah, that's what's so crazy. It has nothing to do with Republicans or Trump or anything. It's Biden and the Democrats. They need to end this campaign for RFK Jr.
To save democracy.
That's need right.
To get everybody off the ballot, Frank. It's insane.
Yeah, man. We're saving democracy, dude. It's starting to feel more and more as time goes on that this group that's in charge of the Biden administration, it ain't Biden, I can assure you that. It's the puppeteers behind the carcass that is Biden. Probably Obama's third term. The communism has come forth. I think it's pretty obvious. Everybody sees it now. Like, you guys are really into this. We're going to make you all the same, but all very poor and the same. And you're going to really be very unhappy. You're going to be very unhappy and very poor, and there's going to be no food and no money, and that's good for us. That's what we want. And so a lot of people have woken up to that over the last 3 years. That's the best part about the shitty experience we've just gone through with Bidenomics, which is we've seen the awakening of a lot of people. There's a lot of Fettermans out there who have taken a red pill now over these last 3 years and are like, looking around like, wait, what's going on? You guys are fucking nuts, man. Like, why are you guys acting like this? It's crazy. So, you know, the protesting for pro-terrorists and, you know, the anti-Americanism, the shipping away of our goods, the fact that we're just going to check boxes to hire people for very important positions, that has come to a head now, right? How's that bridge doing in Baltimore?
Dude, I think the Israel thing is going to be one of the biggest red pills.
Oh yeah,
I think a lot of people. It just exposed what they're teaching the kids in colleges, and then these are the, you know what I mean, it exposed the teachers, the professors. When you walk into classrooms and they have a Ukraine flag, a gay flag, and a Palestinian flag, but no U.S. flag.
I know.
What? Excuse me.
What happened here?
You know, how many of those Palestinians are flying U.S. flags?
And what's
crazy?
What's even crazier is, I think, what's being exposed is the censorship. You and I could talk for hours about the censorship we endured during the COVID lockdowns, but the fact that the censorship has evolved now, and it's not about, you know, speaking ill about the after effects of these experimental gene therapies. No, now we're censoring you because you're saying bad things about Joe Biden and the current president or the administration or Democrats. And now we're going to censor you off of all these platforms because you don't agree with our political agenda.
Yes. But it's just to save democracy. Once Trump's gone, we're going to stop doing all of this. These are just measures to stop Trump from ending democracy.
Well, yeah. RFK is a great kind of awakening for people because now they're not censoring you because you're a Republican or an anti-vaxxer. They're censoring a Democrat. Like, what's going on here? We're censoring our own now? Oh, this is getting weird. And what have we been saying this whole time? All right, it's easy for you assholes on the other side to cheer along the jailing of 700 people who were protesting, as is their right, on January 6th, but you feel great about jailing them. What about when Joe Biden starts to jail you for protesting for RFK?
Yeah. He was just on a podcast talking. He talked about how what you always say, where the CIA is running the government.
Yes.
The CIA killed his uncle, and they've been in charge ever since. And he was saying that there's no way Joe Biden's in charge, because he knows Joe Biden personally. He said Joe Biden would have given him Secret Service protection. So whoever's really in charge, it's not him, because they're still denying him the Secret Service.
The person in charge is Barry Sotero, and he is an asset of the CIA that was put in place through foreign assets and characters to destabilize and destroy America.
Yeah, just look at the picture of him with that guy, that oil tycoon.
Barry Sotero's stepfather?
Yeah. Who was friends with the Bushes.
Oh, man, the Bushes, they go deep into all this, and I firmly believe that Barack Obama is an arm of the Bush family. I'm certain that we looked this up not too long ago and confirmed live on the air that Barack Obama is at the very least genetically connected and a relative to Dick Cheney.
No, we didn't look that up
yet. I'm positive we did. Did we not? I swear to God, this is like... We're digging 2 years ago, maybe. I'm almost certain, man. Yes. Barack Obama related by blood. I'm almost certain to Dick Cheney. If not George Bush. It's either Bush or Cheney, but I'm
he's related to Dick, but not Liz, ironically.
Oh yeah. One do Dick for Dyke.
God damn, dude.
Yeah. Because you can't be president unless you're part of the serpentine, reptilian, Anunnaki bloodline lineage or whatever it is that these fellas are all connected to. How many presidents have we had, folks? 46. All right, so it's not that hard to pinpoint 46 fellas with the bloodline all intact there. So,
and then how do you get the Republican vice president is a cousin to the Democrat president? Dude, it's all the same people.
Yes, yes, man. People. No, there's nobody... And I guarantee Trump is in there, too. Come on, man. Unless he's not, and he's truly the one outsider, which would explain the worldwide effort to take this guy out, man.
I mean, think about everything Dick Cheney did, and he doesn't have 88 indictments.
Yes. You know that? Exactly.
That guy killed millions of Arabs.
And I'm starting to further believe in the theory of Trump being the time traveler. The earthquake that occurred in New York State on Friday, the epicenter was in Bedminster on the exact location of Trump's property that he has there. And the craziest part about it is that property formerly used to be owned by John DeLorean, the creator of the DeLorean. And we all know that without the DeLorean and the time flux capacitor, time travel, quite simply, is just not possible.
You need the stainless steel unibody.
That's right, man. Yeah, dude.
Plus that book about Barron Trump.
I know. Yeah, man. Barron Trump's time adventure, whatever it is. Yeah, dude. That's
funny. His dad was in the FBI. Our uncle was in the FBI. A little crazy.
Trump's uncle, he was in the FBI, and he... allegedly was a part of the team that was first on the scene at the death of Nikola Tesla, and he is a part of the group of fellas who confiscated his materials, right? And according to it's all about 369 when it comes to Tesla, so who knows? Maybe that's the code for time travel.
369, damn, she's fine? Is that where you're getting it?
You nailed it.
What was that song?
I'm gonna leave it right there. I like that. I'm gonna let that hang.